Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I think Coach Cougar is on the line right now. Coach, are you there?
Hi, Craig. Hi, Andrew. How are you guys?
What's going on? First of all, 12 yeah. minutes late to the meeting. What kind of fine is that in the locker room?
I won't blame it on anybody, but I definitely would have been on the call if I wasn't on another. But it's good to hear you and at least know that I'm speaking to the passionate fans that we have in Buffalo.
So what are you doing, Coach? I mean, are you contacting with your players? What are you doing to pass your time in this crazy time?
Well, for sure, there's you need to put some structure in your day. I mean, we all went into a serious withdrawal on the day that the plug got pulled back in Montreal, and the shock of all that is and the speed with which everything happened was astounding. I mean, it wasn't day by day, it was hour by hour, and I think everybody has felt the impact of what, you know, this virus is doing to our environment. But I'm training, trying to stay fit. I'm also in touch with the coaches on two levels. One is potentially being ready for a mini camp if we're called to return and play some games. And the other is to, you know, analyze how we can, when that time comes, strengthen our players and their process, because we didn't really get proper end or exits to the season yet. So let's see which way it goes. At the moment, we're holding on to the hope that there still will be some hockey played. And until that happens, we won't take the next step. But yeah, just doing some things like that. Obviously, making sure my family's safe and in a good place, staying in touch with friends, and of course, very curious how things are going in Buffalo, and making sure that everybody's fine there, and doing the best they can to manage this situation.
Have you been in contact personally with all your players, and you know, these guys all in quarantine, all in their homes? Have you been in contact with them to just kind of give them updates, obviously, and to kind of go over their training regimens and how they're going to try and stay fit through this time?
Well, at the moment, there's not a high level of coaching going on. We wanted to wait the first couple of weeks out. Everybody knows that they need to stay fit, and the communication has been taking place here with text messages and you know, I've been in touch, especially with the leaders, and it's branching out where everybody knows, you know, some of them have easy access to training in a safe way. Some of it's more difficult. Like here in Europe, I have to tell you guys, there are areas in Europe where if you went for a run right now, you know, you'd be in big trouble, or getting on a bike, people would stop you, and you can't even do exercise. So outside of your home. So it depends on where you are on the planet right now. But the guys understand that just keeping an aerobic base right now, we would need a reentry. Nobody can get on the ice where they are. So, you know, we would need a mini camp reentry phase. But you know, let's wait out these first few weeks and start feeling some tendencies here, and then once the final decisions from the NHL are made, we'll move forward. I know that we'll get some time either way to prepare, because this isn't, even if we did re-enter, it's not going to happen overnight. But the guys are staying in shape as best they can. Yeah, the rest, as we all know, is an unknown.
Coach Kruger joining us on the line here, obviously Instigators Radio only. You're doing a webinar Wednesday, 400 plus coaches, 9 European hockey federations from all over the world. You get nervous for that? And you know, what brought you to be the one to do that?
Well, what's happened is the NHL Coaches Association really has taken off in the last decade. And we in general are looking for vehicles where we can give back to coaches, especially in the development phases of coaching, where the game still continues to have opportunity of growth. And when I was asked actually a couple of months ago, this webinar was already set up. Now it's falling in a strange time where nobody's actually actively coaching, but you know, we make more people on the call, and it's there's a tool on the through the internet where I'll be shooting, and they'll be watching through Toronto through the NHL Coaches Association. So no, I'm not nervous about experiences as a coach, and I'm pretty transparent when I talk about the things that I think are important, and hopefully I can add some value to each coach listening on the call. You know, the game of hockey has developed in an amazing way over the last few decades. I think we're, you know, as far as speed and athleticism, and just the dynamic nature of the game, it's still got more room to grow if we get it right at the youth level. And so I love spending time with coaches like that and giving back, which we really don't usually have time to do during the season. But it'll be a fun thing.
Ralph, how are you chosen to be on this call? 400 coaches around the world, 9 European hockey federations. Like, how are you chosen to be on this list of 400?
Yeah, well, it's definitely my international background. They had, like, as an example, Bruce Cassidy spoke to the ECHL coaches last week, and you've got different coaches doing different specific areas. And you know, my international, as everybody knows, I come through the international world, being at multiple world championships, Olympic Games, coaching in different countries here in Europe. I understand where these coaches are coming from and, you know, what the opportunity is, because it's also, a lot of them are coaching players that are hungry to become National Hockey League players, yet they play in Europe where the ice surface is a lot bigger. It's 2 meters wider or 6 feet wider on each side. And just the way the game is played, the more physical nature, the time and space is tighter in North America. And I'm going to give them some tips on things they can even train with the players here in Europe to help better prepare them to go after that dream when they get older, bringing the game more between the dots. I always say in North America, you know, we naturally play between the dots a lot more than in Europe. The game seems to fall outside the dots, into the corners, falls into the wide area of the rink. And that's just an example of something where I'll be able to help these coaches just prepare their players better to go after that dream of the National Hockey League.
My question is, what kind of credentials do you need to get in? I'm asking for Craig, because I saw you can't see Craig's face. But he was bummed when you said it was maxed out. And all he's been talking about the last few days was, how can he get in? And I asked him, I think he thought that his 923 regular season NHL games and his coaching record at the Buffalo Junior Sabres would have qualified him into the 400.
Craig, I'll make sure I get you a link. I'll get you a link. But you know what? The other thing we could do is, next time I'm in Buffalo, we could just we can do a brainstorm and just increase your experiences, and you could ask them off the air questions.
now we're talking.
I like how you said ask some off the air questions, because the on the air questions aren't very good, are they, Coach?
They're really good. It's really good.
Could you help us in communicating with the world on what would be some good questions to ask?
No, you guys, you definitely tap into the right nerve right now, because in this world of disarray, it's good to have a smile once in a while still. And your questions are fine, guys. They're good. It's always fun being on your show.
So you talk about Europe and you talk about the way the game is played inside the dots and outside the dots. And I was talking to Craig last week. I watched, it was on NBC, and I don't take you for much of a TV watcher. I don't know if you watch a lot of TV, but maybe documentaries. Have you seen the Russian Five?
You know what? I haven't seen that yet, and it would be a good thing to watch as we're all quarantined in our homes. But I have not seen that one yet. But I, you know, one of the first coaches that I ran across when I became a coach, and I'm going to date myself here. I started player coaching in 1989, and one of the first coaches I had the honor of playing against, the team I was coaching, we had an exhibition game against the Red Army of Moscow, and Tikhonov was the coach on the other side. So I was able to not only play against them in the early 80s with the German national team, but I coached against him and had, through a translator, multiple conversations with him in and around that game, where that whole block thinking and the group of five and the synergy they were able to create, it's actually something worth thinking about.
Yeah, I just thought it was fascinating, just from, you know, stylistically, how when Detroit put them all together, how they went out, they would roll in their five man units, and it was fascinating, because I don't think anyone had ever seen five on one line before coming to the NHL, and you get to hear Scotty Bowman talk about it, and you know, it's an amazing, if you get a chance, I would highly recommend it. But I just can't believe you were able to see Tikhonov and all those teams. Like, who else was on that team? Was Tretiak still playing then, or was he closer to being done?
Yeah, well, when I played for Germany, I was actually I played for Germany at the World Championships in 1986. And while the World Championships were on, Chernobyl happened in the Ukraine, and it was an amazing experience to be a part of. And at that time it was Larionov, Krutov, Makarov, Kasatonov, Fedosov, and Tretiak. So that block of five plus Tretiak in the net were the drivers, and the Russians won the world tournament at home that year while Chernobyl was actually going on. It happened at the end of April, and the World Championships ended at the beginning of May. We didn't even know Chernobyl had happened while we were playing the tournament because of the news blackout that they had. So we as players, when we found out, actually became instant friends. You know, it was only eight countries at the World Tournament at that time, and you can imagine us finding out about Chernobyl and not sure whether the wind had blown to the east or the wind had blown to the west, whether we'd been hit or not hit. And so I got to know those guys on a whole different level, and I actually remained in contact and friends. And Igor Larionov and I still have contact to this day on a regular basis. And he came to visit me at the World Cup. And you know, with Fedosov, I had quite a bit of contact in his political role that he had in Russia. So a friendship was actually born a long, long time ago in 1986 with those guys. So when you speak about the Russian Five, I had an interesting past with them.
Well, it's just amazing. I ask you about a documentary, and it's not just a show to you. It's real life. So it's kind of just showing us again how much better you are than we are, Coach.
No, it's not better. I just experienced a lot of things going down all these different channels, and all of it thanks to hockey. All of it thanks to our great game, guys.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you seen the Chernobyl show?
You know what? Believe it or not, my wife and I were just beginning to watch it, and we thought we were going to be in Buffalo for a while, but then, you know, the NHL lifted the restrictions for people based in Europe to go home to their families, and you know, the Pegulas and Jason Botterill just embraced that right away. And they said, Ralph, you know, go to your family. And so we were actually just going into part three. So it's something I'll finish watching when I get back into our home in Buffalo.
Oh, amazing. It's an amazing documentary. Enjoy your time. Good luck with the webinar. And hopefully we can chat with you soon and see you back on the ice coaching.
Yeah, Craig and Andrew, I just want to wish all the fans out there really be safe, be smart, and you know, stick together. At the other end of this, hockey is going to be very, very important. Sports is going to be important. The Buffalo Sabres are going to be a great place for us to all come together and realize the things we have that are really special, and above all our health. So I hope everybody listening stays safe and moves carefully through these next weeks, and I look forward to seeing everybody again soon in Buffalo.
Thank you, Coach. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much for the call. Okay, take care. Bye.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.